So, we're back for part six, the final segment of my interview with Joe Alessi. This is Bob Elkier. And I can't end this interview without asking Joe about how he was asked to play with the Marin Symphony when he was probably in high school. That's the local symphony here, and that must have been a big experience. And I'm wondering if you were as prepared as you needed to be, or was it a little bit like the Shostakovich Fifth with the Marin Youth Orchestra? Tell us about that.
Well, around the same time, I was playing in the San Francisco Ballet, and that was a great experience to play in the ballet. I'll talk about the Marin Symphony in 2 seconds, but my first thing with the ballet was to play 32 Nutcrackers, and that was great experience, just to see what professional life is, to be on time, to get there in plenty of time, and then the Marin Symphony was just the local orchestra.
Hang on a minute. Were you playing principal with the ballet or second?
Second.
You were playing second. Okay.
Yeah, so. But I think I played principal and second with the Marin Symphony. And it was just a great opportunity to play with a professional organization. We did some good repertoire. I remember playing Concerto in F. That was the first time I'd ever done that. So it was a great experience to do that. And I'll never forget it.
So then you failed on your first Curtis audition. Any idea why you think that you didn't get in the first time?
Well, the story I've heard from my teachers is, I'm not going to get into it too much, but they just felt that I was a little too young, to enter the school. And I can see that, because I've had some students that have come to Juilliard in similar circumstances, and it's really hard for a 16 or 17 year old guy to figure out what's going on in college that first year. The first year, in my experience with some of my other students, have entered that early. It's sort of that first year, sort of a just a shock, sticker shock.
They probably
sticker shock. It's sticker shock for kids who enter in when they're a normal age.
They probably did you a favor in a way.
I think so.
But
I think it allowed me to save some money up for college, and basically my parents cost them nothing to send me to college.
You know? But, I mean, do you remember the actual audition, that first Curtis audition? Do you remember the quality of how you played?
I think I played very well. I think it was strictly between me and an older player. And the teacher at that time... there were two tenor trombone teachers there, and the teacher that year was one teacher's option to take me as a student, I agree with him that he shouldn't have picked me, because I wasn't ready emotionally, I think. So it worked out perfectly, because I got to work in the ballet orchestra, which to me was a better education than going to school.
Right, because as far as growing up between age 16 and age 17, it's not just about playing the trombone, it's about a lot of other things as well.
Oh, I mean, one funny story is that, I wanted to go to my high school prom. And while I was playing in the ballet, I had to ask the personnel manager to be excused to go to the high school prom. He never got that. The look on his face was priceless when I asked him that. But he never got that question asked to him before. So, but they let me go. It was great. I hired a sub and I went to my high school prom. So,
all right.
You
told your date that you skipped out on the Marin Ballet, and she didn't know what that meant. No.
Yeah, probably.
I guess you get into Curtis. I just want to close this off by the wonderful story you tell about when you joined the Philadelphia Orchestra. Probably a lot of your trombone fans know about this, but didn't you join the orchestra when you were still studying at Curtis, or how did that come about?
Well, Dee Stewart went to the to Indiana University to be a professor there, and he left with not much time to hold auditions for his position. So Glenn Dotson, my teacher at the time, asked me to asked if I would be interested in delaying my schooling and then going and playing one season with the Philadelphia Orchestra as second trombonist, not as only as an interim player that had no contract or anything. Mm-hmm. And it was the greatest experience for me. Again, I was very lucky. I had this ballet experience, a professional experience, and I went into the Philadelphia Orchestra to play as an interim player. And
so what were you, like 18 years old, 19 years old?
No, I was, I think I was 20. 20 years old. it was, the best education is to, is really to play in an orchestra, I think. I mean, on a regular basis, because you have to crank out four concerts a week and four rehearsals, and that's what I've been doing for 22, let's see, almost 27 years now. I mean, doing this every week, every week, except for vacation weeks. But, you have to keep your playing at a very high level, and you have to be on top of it. You have to know exactly what you're playing and always come prepared. Always check out a recording or a score. And that's what I keep doing, to this day. And I have no intention of
letting up.
Letting up.
We're going to wrap up the interview here, but I have to pay Joe a compliment that I absolutely must do. I've always admired, Joe, how well you get along with the old gang when you come back here, even now that you're a big cheese. You don't put on airs. You're very down to earth, and it's real. I can't tell you how many people have told me that. And I get the feeling from you that you genuinely appreciate the people who helped you along the way.
Absolutely.
I mean, I can't tell you the number of people who say, "Wow, Joe is such a real guy, and he is real genuine." And I guess, I wanted to thank you for that, and I wanted to say, is there anyone in particular who comes to mind as a person who helped you along the way that you may not have mentioned yet?
I want to mention you, because I think you were a big influence on me, and I'm really happy that you and I have a great relationship, not only personally, but as business partners. And if anybody needs an arrangement out there, call Bob, because he's so creative.
And the Mutual Backpatting Society here. But I think people do know that about you, is that you you don't put on airs. It's the real deal. And
And I was very lucky. I had great teachers. All my teachers were terrific in the Bay Area. I had Mark Lawrence and Ned Meredith. Miles Anderson was a terrific player, still is, and was a great influence on me. Everybody. I mean, I was so lucky. I had people nurturing me, giving me great advice. And then in high school, I met you, and I met some other guys in high school that really. It was a great time for to be a student, I think.
Yeah, well, I think we could all tell you were going places, and it's nice to help along someone who you know is going to be a success. Okay, listeners, well, that about wraps it up, and this has just been huge fun talking to my buddy Joe Alessi about the good old days, and I encourage you to visit his site at josephalessi.com. You can hear what he's up to, listen to his wonderful CDs, and just read all about him. All right. Thanks very much. And, Joe, take care.
Take care.